Hello, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today we are going to talk about colors in Chinese. We have Tony Zheng. Tony, he is an entrepreneur, best-selling author, and the CEO of Cubo Group based in Boston. Hi, Tony, 你好。
你好, Xiaolan.
Right. I know in one of the many successful ventures you have invested in, one is called Mini Lux, and it's a nail bar.
That's right. Well, it's we're still working hard at it. We hope it'll be one of our largest successes.
Mm-hmm.
But our company was founded on this platform in large part by having an idea that there's an opportunity to effectively Starbuck the nail salon.
Right.
So how do you bring professionalism? How do you bring emotion?
Mm-hmm.
How do you bring story?
Yes.
And really transform something that's been viewed as mundane and prosaic into a whole new reimagined world of service retail.
Mm-hmm.
So Mini Lux is trying to transform the entire nail salon industry, which is about $10 billion plus in the US.
Right. And then how many stores do they have now?
We have 24 studios.
Wow. Oh, you call that studio because the artists, you treat them as like a 好人.
Yes.
Good people who provide such the individual services with a professionalism.
Yes, we talked about 好人 in an earlier episode, the title of my book. And I write about Mini Lux in there. I do think that the 700 largely women who work with us are 很好人,
mm-hmm.
and they very, very committed, and we would feel bad just calling them an employee or calling it a store. We actually call them designers who are working in our studios.
Love it. Designer.
Yes, our nail designers who are working in our studios.
Right. So they actually take each customer very seriously. Also, they probably tailor-made and personalize their design.
Yeah, we think of every guest and client as someone you should hug and celebrate. You know, when you're getting a nail service,
mm-hmm.
Most people trivialize it often to just something of beauty, and mostly men, because men don't get this. Men are stupid in many ways. This is just another one. Getting a nail service is not just trivial pain. It's a moment of self-care.
Mm-hmm.
It's a moment of me time.
Yes.
It's a moment of building self-confidence, self-respect, self-expression.
I'm with you.
And color is a huge part of it. And color delivers great happiness. And that's what we've learned in doing Mini Lux too, that color is not just a trivial thing of beauty. Color is story and emotion. So teach us how to say the word color.
Sure. The way to say color, we call 颜色.
Yes, 颜色.
颜色. And then, in fact, two characters, they sound different, but actually they mean the same thing. 颜 is the first word that originally means someone's face.
Mm.
And then later on, that actually shows the forehead and the color complexion of someone's forehead.
Mm.
So that's 颜.
颜.
颜. And then 色. Means the same thing. That means someone's face. And then it shows the color on the face. So 颜色, as we know, Chinese people, they like doubling up. So when you say 颜, we know this is about color. And when you say 色, that's about color. And originally both meant the facial expression.
Mm, 颜色.
颜色.
Mm. And that's a fourth tone on the 色.
Sir is the fourth tone and 颜 is the second tone.
Second, yeah. Second, yeah. And fourth.
That's right. So 颜色. And then if we want to say which color red, color black, color yellow, then we have the color, whatever color. So for example, when we say orange, we say 橘色.
橘色.
Yeah, 橘 means orange. The way to remember that is very easy. Orange, 橘, 橘色.
Yeah. Well, orange is not one of our most popular colors, but 红色
is 红色, it
red.
Is. Yeah.
Red is a very popular color when you're getting your nails done.
It
and
is.
So is 粉红色, pink.
Pink. Yeah. You know, the nail polish.
Yes.
Having nails colored, this activity was invented in China.
Yes. It was, and it went from the Chinese to the Egyptians,
yep.
to create pigmentation, a lot of times in noble and wealthy families. And over time, it moved into Europe. But once it got to Europe, it became something that's actually not very safe. because they use chemicals coming out of the auto and plastics industry. So one of the things we have worked very hard to do is develop our own polishes that can be, you know, cruelty free, but also the least toxic product, the most natural possible, so that you can feel good, look beautiful, but doing it in a healthy, safe way.
Right. Okay. That's very important. So not only you have 漂亮的颜色, 漂亮 means beautiful, pretty, pretty colors, 漂亮的颜色, you also have very healthy colors. All of them are very healthy, good for your body.
Exactly.
You know what? In ancient Chinese society, as you mentioned, they use the pigments and then probably made out of plants mainly.
Yes.
And sometimes maybe animals and some bee and wax, that type of thing. And then people from different social classes, they had to wear different colors.
So, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. So like in the ancient time, like in 600 BC, the royal, they painted the nails with silver and gold. And you are not allowed to wear silver or gold unless you are the royal level. And then the village girls, they can wear the light pink.
粉红色.
Yeah, 粉红色 is light pink. And then 红色 is red color, was then permitted later on by all classes. But you can see a lot of that country girls, they were allowed to wear 红色.
Wow, very interesting. Thank you for sharing that.
No, it's so interesting. When I was preparing for your episode, I just realized that. And then, of course, nowadays, we also wear some funky colors like blue.
Yes, 蓝色.
蓝色. Yeah, 蓝色 is blue. And then now we think it's very funky to wear black.
Yeah.
黑色. But in ancient China, 黑色 was actually very popular.
Yeah.
The most popular nail colors in ancient China was 黑色 and 红色. So black nails and red nails.
Yeah, and now they're even combining to do some nail art,
yeah,
black and red.
Nail art, that's right.
Those will be very cool colors in the fall.
Yeah, so you have 25 studios. Is that across Massachusetts or across America?
We're in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Texas, and L.A., and we were really, really proud this year at the Oscars to be serving up some of the celebrities from our L.A. It was nice to see people like Nicole Kidman wearing mini lux out there at the Oscars.
So cool. Congratulations. I must come to try out in one of your studios. Maybe we can go together. You can help me choose my color.
Yeah, okay. Okay, you'll outshine Nicole Kidman.
Oh, she's a
no
beauty. Right, thank you, Tony. Today we talk about color, 颜色. To say red color, 红色. Blue color, 蓝色. How about black?
黑色.
That's right, exactly. And then pink, 粉红色.
粉红色, yeah. A very popular 颜色.
Very popular color. Okay, let's go to do the nail together in mini lux.
Let's do it. Some mani pedis.
Yeah, let's do that. Thank you, Tony, for sharing with us this amazing story about mini lux. I hope everybody enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you've learned. 再见, Tony.
再见, 谢谢, Charlotte.
谢谢.